Module 2, an overview. Workplace safety is a legal obligation for all organizations. The Occupational Health and Safety Act of 1970 led to further safety requirements in different industries. OSHA is a federal agency that oversees employee safety on a federal level, but there may be tighter state legislation. It is essential that every company understand safety legislation along with the roles and responsibilities the legislation requires. This understanding will help create and implement an effective workplace safety plan. Work safety and health legislations. Employees are legally guaranteed a safe work environment, and OSHA is the agency that enforces safety regulations. Employers must protect workers from hazards. OSHA defines hazards that are unique to different industries. Generally, hazards include chemicals, equipment, and safety practices. Employers are required to keep records of injuries and illnesses while monitoring potential hazards. There is also a general clause that requires employers to protect people from all known hazards. This clause is used in cases that are not specifically covered. OSHA oversees workers in state, local, and federal branches of the government, as well as those in the private sector. Workers not covered by OSHA, employees protected by other federal agencies, the self-employed, family members of farmers who do not have employees. Roles and duties. Employers have specific roles and duties to keep their employees safe. Employers are required to discover and change hazardous working conditions instead of only using protective gear. Other employer responsibilities include: warn employees about hazards using chemical sheets, codes, training, alarms, labels, etc. Test air samples and other potential hazards. Visibly post the OSHA poster, citations, injury, and illness information. Provide exams or medical tests when necessary. Record illness and injury. Contact OSHA within 8 hours of employee death or 3 injuries. Protect employees who report violations from retaliation. Employees have a responsibility to report any unsafe conditions to their supervisors. They have the right to report violations to OSHA, which usually results in an inspection. Employees who report violations are legally protected from harassment and retaliation. Safety planning. A safe organization requires careful planning. Once employers understand their legal obligations and have identified the potential hazards, it is necessary to create a safety plan. An effective safety plan requires 4 fundamentals. Analysis. Identify and get rid of any hazards and reassess regularly. Involvement. Employees and managers need to be involved in the safety plan. Maintenance. Keep equipment maintained and train employees how to handle them. Training. Train employees in safety and hold occasional safety drills. Case study. Tom was in charge of making sure that the paper distribution company he worked for was always a constantly safe environment that was up to code. One day while checking the actual paper, he noticed that a new dye had been added to the packaging. While he wasn't sure if this would be a risk for any of the employees, he made sure to send out both an employee warning letter and contact the OSHA, or the agency that oversees safety regulations in the workplace. Afterwards, he found out that it was harmless and that the company did not need to change a thing, but he was glad that he took the necessary steps, just in case it could have been toxic or a safety hazard.